Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program to talk about fun stuff. We've been denied a lot of fun stuff over the last year, so we're going to blow it out this 4th of July, and folks in Fontenelle have been putting together a pretty good celebration here for this weekend. Diana Gates is with us here this morning. She's one of those folks who've been on the committee helping to coordinate all the activities. Diana, how are you this morning?
Good.
Has it been a process putting this all together? It looks like it is packed full of stuff.
It has been a process. We've had to do a lot of changes to some things. We've had, you know, bands cancel at last minute. We've had a whole bunch of different things go wrong, but we've got it going.
Yeah.
We hope to have a good turnout.
Yeah, and Fontenelle is kind of in a rotation with some other communities in that area to help celebrate the 4th of July each year. So I guess even being certain that you were going to host this year wasn't decided until late.
Right. Yes, because Messina was canceled last year. So it was up to them whether or not they wanted to continue this year or pass. So, and they chose to pass. So we got it back this year.
All right. Well, Fontenelle is the location to be this year. And you've got a lot of stuff planned in here for this weekend. A lot of it is on July 3rd. Why'd you select Saturday, July 3rd for a lot of these events?
We just decided that we might have a better turnout on the 3rd, with Sunday being the 4th. You know, some people have to work on Monday, even though it is a government holiday. We just thought that it was, you know, we wanted to do 2 days, more or less, and didn't think we could all get it all in one day.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, yeah, because you've got a few things on Sunday as well for folks to enjoy. And
right.
There are lots of things happening around the area, so this gives them an opportunity to have fun both days, I guess. They could go to some different shows.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you've got a pretty busy day. Let's start with July 3rd on Saturday. You've got a pretty busy day, and I see actually Messina is kind of getting in on the fun this weekend.
Yes, they are a little bit, yeah.
They've got
the tractor ride has always came from Adair County Historical Society. And since COVID, they are no longer doing tractor rides.
Okay.
So we reached out to the Messina group.
Very good. And they were willing to jump right in.
Yep, they were.
Good. Well, I see the Lions Club is hosting a breakfast in Messina that morning, and then they'll run the tractor ride as well starting that morning. So opportunity to get in on that. Now, the parade is at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're going to start lining up around 9:30.
Okay. Where's the lineup?
It starts at the Lutheran Church.
Okay. Is there a theme for this year's parade?
There is. Stronger Together, United Forever, a place we call home.
Okay, very good. Is that something that was discussed quite a bit?
We actually put a asking out on Facebook, and we had everybody nominate and, you know, decide. And then we took two different peoples and put them together to be one.
Oh, good, good. Something good happened on Facebook then.
That's right. And a place to call home is actually part of Fontenelle's original slogan.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of good stuff going on in the morning. The parade, of course, will kind of cap that off. So you've got a lot of entries that I assume will be coming in that day. Do folks need to pre-register for that?
Nope, just show up.
Okay, just be there that day and line up at that
yep,
particular
and
point.
We have Jade Zimmerline down there, and he will be taking care of the parade lineup.
Okay, very good. Now, after the parade is concluded, the afternoon, I assume, gets pretty busy.
Yes, we're hoping to have all the food stands open, the Ag Adventures for kids. We have a tug-of-war game going on this year. We have ice cream eating contest, hot dog eating contest. We have stage entertainment all day until 9:30 at night.
Yeah, I got a little scared when I saw the list of things going on with all those eating contests going on. People better come with appetites.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Very good. Is that something that's going to be specific for folks? Will you take entries that day?
Yes. Yep. You don't have to pre-register for those. The tug of war, we're asking to, if they can pre-register for that, that'd be great, just so we can, you know, so we don't have 10-year-old kids versus adults.
No, we don't want that now. Unless it's the adults who've already been eating all those hot dogs, then it's probably okay.
Yeah. So right. We're just trying to look we looked for some different activities this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, kind of some traditional, kind of old-style activities. A frog hopping contest,
right.
I think I saw, was on the list there. And just some kind of fun, old-fashioned stuff there, too. Talk a little bit about the entertainment that you'll have throughout the day.
Well, we start with the Blind Dog Buckley right after the parade. And I believe he's from Creston. And then we have Seamus Brown from Creston. And then we have another band to follow up the evening with. And I want to say they're from Norwalk.
Okay. Is that the Dustin Farrow and the Relics band?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, are they all playing? What type of music are they doing?
Seamus Brown is more country. No, sorry. Blind Dog Buckley is more country. Seamus Brown is country and Elvis. And then the Dustin Farrow is a mix of everything.
Okay. So everybody will find something to enjoy.
That's right. Oh. And we're going to have kids water fights, which are free, sponsored by Greenfield Fire Department. And we just have a lot of free activities going on, too.
Yeah, it feels safe bringing the children because it's a family-friendly event, but a lot of those activities and things are going to be ones that you're not going to have to, you know, unload the pocketbook on.
Exactly. Yep. We have a lot of free things going on.
Okay, excellent. Now, plenty of food.
Free face painting and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of food, and I know we talked about some of those eating contests, but aside from that, we don't want to make everyone sick. Aside from the eating contests, there's plenty of food that'll be available throughout the day, right?
Yes. The Fontenelle Fire Department will be cooking at noon. Okay. They do burgers, brats, the whole works with that. And we're Full Shine will be here, Walnut Farmer's Diner, or Walnut Street Diner, whatever it is, from Atlantic, is coming. And then we'll have the churches are doing brownies and ice cream and stuff. And then in the evening, we are doing what used to be Fontenelle Slab Supper. And it is a free will donation supper. And the meat this year is being sponsored by Carl Chevrolet.
All right. Lots of good stuff there. And then finish off the Saturday with fireworks.
No.
No.
That we have had a change.
Okay.
The fireworks company double booked us. We have had to change, and we have actually had to move the fireworks to Sunday the 4th.
Oh, okay. So, well, let's talk about Sunday the 4th. What's the schedule look like on Sunday?
Sunday morning, Lions Club is, Fontenelle Lions Club, is serving pancake breakfast in the park. And then we're having both the churches here in town, the Methodist and the Lutheran churches, are working together to do church in the park. At the same time, the bar is serving Bloody Marys in the park. And then we are having an emergency vehicle display from all different kinds of emergency vehicles from Adair County.
Okay. And most of those activities are morning activities?
Yes. We plan to have everything wrapped up by about noon, 1 o'clock.
Okay. And so then everybody can go home, do their family thing and what have you, and then come back out and enjoy fireworks.
Yep.
All right.
And then they'll be at 9:45 or right around there, dusk, on July 4th at the middle school ball field.
Okay. They'll be displayed there at the ball fields, but I'm sure there's plenty of hills, plenty of good places to watch.
Oh, yeah. And there's plenty of parking out at the ball fields, too.
Okay. Very good. All right. And there's no charge for that.
No charge for any of them.
Okay, very good. So a lot of good things for folks to enjoy. And do make note of some of those schedule changes. Not a lot of them here, but a few here and there. It's, I don't know, it always seems like it's kind of neat when the holiday like that falls on the weekend, but sometimes it can be a little difficult with scheduling too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is why the fireworks company reached out to us, is because they booked too many on July 3rd.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, but at least they were willing to make it good and still enjoy.
Yes.
Very good. All right. And if folks would like to know more, Diana, where can they find out more? Is there a Facebook page or somewhere where folks can find this?
We have Fontenelle Enterprise Club on Facebook. And then you can always reach, and on there are our contact numbers, and you can always reach out to myself, Diana Gates, or Miranda Warrior.
All right. Excellent. 3rd and 4th of July. They're going to celebrate all weekend long there in Fontenelle. And folks are always, let's just put it this way. The doors aren't locked. They're not closed. Everyone's welcome.
That's right. The more, the happier we are.
Excellent. That's coming up this weekend in Fontenelle. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of those 4th of July activities. Diana Gates, one of the organizers with us here this morning. Diana, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate all the work that you and the rest of the club have done to put this together. We hope you have a great weekend. I know the weather looks good.
It does look good. Oh, thank you very much.